Hello, this is Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss, highlight a recent FDA updated assessment on the use of laparoscopic power morcellators to treat uterine fibroids. This is clearly a complex and controversial topic, and one that has received a lot of attention both in the medical literature as well as in the lay literature. The FDA in December 2017 reassessed their own evaluation of the risk of possibility of uterine sarcoma being found in fibroids and affirmed their previous findings. They noted that the risk of uterine sarcoma in women undergoing surgery for presumed fibroids ranged from approximately 1 in 225 to 1 in 580, and specifically with myosarcomas, the risk would range from 1 in 495 to 1 in 1100. The FDA noted that others have reached the conclusion that the risk of sarcomas and uterine fibroids is substantially lower than this. But again, this assessment, looking at a number of papers in the literature, has noted this level of risk. And the FDA has stated that it continues to caution against the use of laparoscopic power morcellators in the majority of women undergoing myomectomy or hysterectomy for the treatment of fibroids. Clearly, there will be individuals, after a very appropriate informed consent and discussions, because of potential medical risks associated with surgery, would elect to have this procedure performed with the advice of their own surgeons. But again, the FDA's comments based upon their data is great caution is advised. There's also research that is ongoing in this area to look for potentially safer ways to perform morcellation so that the risk of any type of spread of material containing sarcoma could be substantially reduced, but that remains for the future and future publications. I think this review by the FDA is important for oncologists, for general physicians, for obstetricians, gynecologists who are seeing women considered for fibroid surgery. The FDA's review, which appears to me to be quite thoughtful, needs to be seriously considered. Thank you for your attention. I would encourage you, if you have an interest in the topic, to review the FDA's updated assessment of the use of laparoscopic power morcellator. Thank you.